Before we launch into the audio of Daring Greatly, I want to say a couple of things. First, thank you so much for purchasing the audio. This book has meant the world to me, really. It has changed me. It's changed the way I show up at work, the way I show up at home with my family, with my colleagues, with the people I lead. So I feel deeply grateful to be able to share it with you. The second thing I want to say is that while I wrote this book just a mere 6 years ago, there are two things that kind of took my breath away while I was reading it. The first is how much our lives have changed in the last 6 years. I think if I was writing this book today, you would hear mentions of things that I just couldn't have dreamed of 6 years ago. I wrote something about needing a revolution around empathy, and today we've got the Me Too movement. I talked about the need to rehumanize each other and rehumanize our work and our lives, and we've got Black Lives Matter. It is a different world that we live in today, and in some ways, harder. I talked about what could possibly happen if we stay in this culture of deep scarcity and fear, and I think some of that has materialized. The second thing that was really kind of blew my mind as I was reading this is how much of this not only still stands, but is truer and more important in some ways than ever. And for that, I am so appreciative of the people I interviewed, the research participants, whose wisdom and insight and hard-fought experiences went into this book. Because, you know, I'm a vessel. I'm a writer. I take these research interviews and I try to write them or speak them in a way that's meaningful for all of us. But the real credit goes to the men and women, the people that I have interviewed that shared such deep truths with us that they still stand. So in some ways, I guess the paradox is, while it's a different world and, you know, dang, this stuff is still true and real. So again, thank you for being a part of Daring Greatly with me. And I hope it resonates. Courage is contagious, and we all need to be brave together. To Steve, you make the world a better place and me a braver person. What it means to dare greatly. The phrase daring greatly is from Theodore Roosevelt's speech, Citizenship in a Republic. The speech, sometimes referred to as the man in the arena, was delivered at the Sorbonne in Paris, France on April 23, 1910. This is the passage that made the speech famous. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly? The very first time I read this quote, I thought, this is vulnerability. Everything I've learned from over a decade of research on vulnerability has taught me this exact lesson. Vulnerability is not knowing victory or defeat. It's understanding the necessity of both. It's engaging. It's being all in. Vulnerability is not weakness, and the uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure we face every day are not optional. Our only choice is a question of engagement. Our willingness to own and engage with our vulnerability determines the depth of our courage and the clarity of our purpose. The level to which we protect ourselves from being vulnerable is a measure of our fear and disconnection. When we spend our lives waiting until we're perfect or bulletproof before we walk into the arena, we ultimately sacrifice relationships and opportunities that may not be recoverable. We squander our precious time, and we turn our backs on our gifts, those unique contributions that only we can make. Perfect and bulletproof are seductive, but they don't exist in the human experience. We must walk into the arena, whatever it may be, a new relationship, an important meeting, our creative process, or a difficult family conversation, with the courage and the willingness to